Hey friends.
How's it going?
Today we are sharing Anna and Garrett's Amber Grove wedding.
Yeah.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks. So I feel like recently we've been hit with like a lot of questionable weather when it comes to our sessions.
Yeah.
And this was just nice that we didn't have to deal with it.
It was the perfect weather day.
It was so good.
It like, you know, that question in Miss Congeniality, like what's the perfect date? And she's like May 31st or whatever.
I don't know that, but no.
Okay. It's like May 15th, May, it doesn't matter. Anyways. Someone listening understands what I'm talking about. This was the perfect date. Yeah. Like, it was just so gorgeous. Wasn't hot, wasn't cold. Beautiful sunset. I mean, gorgeous sunset. Mm-hmm. And we just got the perfect glowy light. They planned their ceremony perfectly. If you want to make a good wedding day decision, just follow what Anna did. Make sure that you plan your ceremony time to be just before your sunset. Give yourself about 2 hours before sunset. That way, once your ceremony is over, you are taking pictures at the just most beautiful part of the day, which is exactly what she did. And it was just perfect.
It was. Yes. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. So there was also a lot of fun details. So they did like a black tie wedding at Amber Grove, which I think was really fun. They had a lot of like small quirky details.
Yeah. Well, they did that because they're high school sweethearts.
Right.
And
yes.
They went to prom together.
Yeah.
And he wore the bow tie to their wedding he wore when they went to prom together.
Yeah.
Which is like, do you get more adorable than that?
No, I don't think so. And Anna also, in her details, she had the like... prom?
No. The graduation. Yes. They had a thank you card from Garrett to Anna's family, like thanking for his graduation gift and stuck it in like their wedding day details. Mm-hmm. It was just so sweet. It was so personal. You could tell the whole day. I felt like their moms were like best friends. Like just walking around. It was just, it was family and so personal and so sweet all day.
It was. Agreed. And I think that goes along with the way Garrett reacted at the end of the ceremony.
Beginning of the ceremony.
Well, yeah, any part during the ceremony, he was
the whole
tearing
day.
Up. Yeah. He would just, like, look at her and then just, like, start tearing up.
Yes.
I mean, and Anna looked gorgeous. She did.
Oh, my God.
She looked stunning.
Her dress.
So I totally get
it. Yeah, was absolutely amazing. And her veil was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, she
even
was
her bridesmaids, she did like a bridesmaids reveal and all her bridesmaids were crying.
All
like,
of them were crying.
And one of them was like hyperventilating. She's like, I wasn't sure if I was going to pass out.
Did she say
she
that?
She said that, yeah.
And her bridesmaids were so sweet.
They were.
All of her guests were just adorable. But she did a first look with her dad too. He was crying. First look with the mother of the groom. She was like I mean, it was just everybody all day.
Agreed.
There was a lot of excitement. They'd been together for a long time. And I think everybody just like knew this day was coming for a long time. And it was just sweet that it was finally here.
Agreed. Yeah. We also got to do something that was a little different for their wedding as well, which is we made their cornhole balls.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We'll have a reel coming out soon. That kind of shows us, you know, us making the process.
We have part one already posted, so I'll link it. But we do a series on our blog, if you don't know, called Monday Crafternoons. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we ask our brides if there's something that we can do as a DIY for their wedding.
Yeah.
And Anna said, well, I thought it would be fun to have cornhole boards. And then I was like, okay, cool. Like, what do you want them to look like? What do you want? She was like, dude, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like that the whole time.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole experience. She was just like, I just trust you guys. Just
whatever you think.
Tell me what to do and I'll do it. We send out like a planner and lots of details of like helping our brides just like prepare for their wedding day, especially from a photography perspective, but we try to help with other things too. And Anna was just like, I'm just gonna do all the things you say. And you could tell like her day just flowed so smoothly.
She had
everything ready, and it was such a good day. Have I said that?
And they didn't do a first look. And it didn't feel like they didn't do a first look.
Because they gave plenty of time and they just had everything.
For portraits.
Yes.
And, yeah.
They had everything well planned out, which is the only way that not doing a first look can really like make a day flow smoothly is if you like make sure you're really on time and that you build in the right time slots for doing things. And she really did that.
It's not even that they were on time. They were early. Like to most of their first things before the ceremony.
They really were.
They were like, okay, I'm dressed.
We were
even the guys were ready half an hour before they were. They're just like hanging out dressed.
We got to the wedding early. First thing we always do is take details. And while we were taking details, someone came out and was like, hey, Anna's going to put her dress on. I'm like, what? And so, I mean, she didn't. She waited for us. But they were just, they were all ready, like, the whole day.
Such an amazing crew. And John at Amber Grove, I love that he kept saying, it's finally good weather. I'm going to open up the sides of the tent.
Yeah.
That's what he kept saying the whole day.
Well, it's Amber Grove. Their tent is so fun. Mm-hmm. When those sides get open, it's the best.
Yeah.
So it really was just like, have I said? Perfect.
Yeah. No,
perfect
I don't think
day?
You have. Say it one more time.
It was like the perfect day. anyways, enjoy a few of our many, many favorites.
Congrats, you guys.